Chapter 14, Weigh Pros and Cons. Jenna dreaded weekday mornings. Her 6-year-old son, Leo, would drag his feet every step of the way, from getting dressed to brushing his teeth to finding his backpack. No matter how early they started, it always ended with yelling, rushing, and tears, sometimes hers. One evening, after another chaotic morning left her feeling defeated, Jenna sat down at the kitchen table and decided to try something different. She grabbed a notebook and drew a large cross on the page. At the top, she wrote, "Creating a visual morning chart for Leo." Jenna filled in each section. Pros of taking action. Mornings could be smoother and more relaxed. Leo might appreciate having independence and a clear routine. Jenna would raise her voice less and feel more in charge. Cons of taking action. It would take time to create the chart and guide Leo on how to use it. Leo might be hesitant at first. Jenna was already drained and unsure if she had the energy. Pros of staying the same. No additional effort was needed tonight. She could sidestep the potential conflict of introducing something new. Cons of staying the same. Mornings filled with more chaos, tension, and raised voices. A widening gap between her and Leo, beginning each day with a sense of defeat. Seeing everything written out made it clear. Staying the same wasn't actually easier in the long run. The next evening, Jenna put together a simple chart with pictures of each step in the morning routine and used stickers as rewards. It wasn't flawless, and Leo still needed reminders, but within a week, mornings became more manageable. He was more cooperative, and Jenna no longer started her day feeling overwhelmed. "I realized I was making a big deal out of something that only took 20 minutes to set up," she reflected later. "Listing the pros and cons helped me recognize that avoiding the problem was actually making things harder." Overcoming resistance with pros and cons. You probably know the feeling. You have a clear understanding of what needs to be done, yet something holds you back. Maybe it's the effort required, or perhaps you're uncertain if it's truly worth it. You're not alone. Many of us experience this kind of internal resistance, especially when a solution pushes us beyond our comfort zone. This is where the DBT skill of pros and cons can be a powerful tool. It's a simple yet effective strategy designed to help you organize your thoughts, evaluate your options, and motivate yourself to take action. Think of it as a practical method for cutting through hesitation and doubt, providing the clarity and confidence needed to move forward. What are pros and cons? At its core, this skill helps you identify the benefits and challenges of two choices, taking action or remaining where you are. By breaking the decision into these categories, you gain a clearer perspective on what's truly at stake. Here's how to use the pros and cons skill. Grab a piece of paper or notebook, divide the page into 4 sections, by drawing a large cross or setting up a simple table. Label the sections as follows. Pros of taking action. What are the benefits of making this change? Cons of taking action. What challenges or difficulties might arise? Pros of staying the same. What feels comfortable or appealing about not changing? Cons of staying the same. What are the consequences of remaining stuck? How to apply it, a real-life scenario. Let's say you're struggling with a recurring bedtime battle with your child. Every night feels like a challenge, but the thought of creating a new bedtime routine feels daunting. Using the pros and cons technique can help you address this resistance. Here's how it might look. Pros of taking action. More calm evenings. Your child gets better sleep, which leads to improved mood and behavior. You feel a sense of achievement and control. Cons of taking action. It will take time and effort to establish the new routine. Your child may resist the change at first, leading to temporary frustration. You may need to remain consistent, even when you're exhausted. Pros of staying the same. No immediate action required. You don't have to make any changes right now. You avoid the initial resistance that may come with introducing a new routine. Cons of staying the same. Ongoing nightly battles, leaving everyone feeling stressed and drained. Your child's lack of sleep continues to affect their mood and behavior. You miss the chance to create a calmer household environment. Once you've written everything down, take a step back and view the bigger picture. The cons of staying the same often reveal the hidden cost of inaction, while the pros of taking action highlight the potential rewards that make the effort worthwhile. Why does this skill work? The value of the pros and cons technique lies in its simplicity. It breaks down the decision-making process into manageable steps, making it easier to identify where your resistance is coming from. It's not about pressuring yourself. It's about giving yourself the space to think clearly and evaluate your options. This exercise is especially useful when emotions are clouding your judgment. By putting your thoughts on paper, you create a clear visual representation of the decision. This makes it easier to spot patterns, challenge your assumptions, and recognize what's truly important to you. Tips for making the most of pros and cons. Be honest and thorough. Write down everything that comes to mind, even if it feels small or insignificant. The more comprehensive your list, the clearer your decision will become. Involve others when needed. If the decision impacts your family, consider brainstorming the pros and cons together. This can help everyone feel involved in the solution. Focus on long-term goals. It's easy to get caught up in short-term inconveniences, but try to keep the broader perspective in mind. Ask yourself, how will this decision impact my family a month from now? A year from now? Give yourself time to reflect. After completing the exercise, take a moment to sit with the information. You don't have to make a decision immediately. What matters is that you're approaching the challenge with purpose and clarity. Empowering yourself through action. Using the pros and cons technique isn't just about making a decision. It's about reclaiming your power. It's a reminder that even when resistance feels overwhelming, you have the tools to move forward. Each time you use this technique, you're strengthening your ability to face challenges with confidence and resilience. As you practice, you'll begin to notice something powerful. The decisions that once felt impossible become easier to approach. You'll find yourself taking action more quickly, with less doubt and hesitation. And with each small success, your motivation to tackle bigger challenges will increase. So, the next time you feel stuck, grab a pen and paper and give the pros and cons technique a try. You might be surprised at how much clarity and motivation it brings. Encouragement for moms. Parenting is no easy feat. From handling your child's tantrums to managing countless responsibilities, life can often feel like a whirlwind of chaos. Add personal stress to the mix, and it's no wonder many moms feel stressed to their limits. But here's the truth. You're stronger and more capable than you might realize. With the right tools, even the most challenging situations can become opportunities for growth and connection. Skills like problem solving and pros and cons aren't just for kids. They're for you too. These practical techniques help turn challenges into manageable steps, giving you clarity and a sense of control. Whether it's handling a bedtime meltdown, managing a cluttered home, or carving out time for self-care, these skills remind you that progress happens one step at a time. Progress happens one step at a time. One of the most important lessons in DBT and in parenting is that growth isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Every small step forward, no matter how minor, builds resilience for the future. Maybe today you try a new bedtime strategy with your child. Maybe tomorrow you take 5 minutes to focus on your breathing when you're feeling stressed. These small moments add up, shaping a more balanced and empowered version of yourself. And the best part? Each time you practice these skills, you're not just helping yourself, you're teaching your children how to approach life's challenges too. Together, you're building a foundation of problem-solving, emotional regulation, and hope that will benefit your family for years to come.